All right, 2 months ago, a video was posted on the internet. Rebecca Black, who sings this song, Fridays, probably one of the best written songs I've ever heard. The elegance and the nuances involved in the lyrics. Immediately, I thought of Paul Simon, one of the great lyricists. As of yesterday, the YouTube video has amassed 110 million views. That's news. The fun news is 296,000 likes, 2,200,000 dislikes, 2,400,000 comments, oh yeah, and 2 death threats. And the police are investigating this one in Anaheim. 13-year-old singer Rebecca Black, if you want to call her a singer. And there's a whole story. So, you know, first of all, let's play about 33 seconds of this. Because this song is, you shake your head and wonder. And you go, what is YouTube all about?
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday. Today is Friday. We so excited. We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
They're the lyrics. Friday, I'm so excited about Friday. Yesterday was Thursday, tomorrow is Saturday. That's heavy stuff. Rebecca Black is a 13-year-old whose classmate told her there's a company called Arc Music Factory. So Black's mother, Georgiana Kelly, immediately ponies up $4,000 for a song and accompanying video, which you could choose 2 pre-written songs. I guess Friday was the best song of the two. And according to Kelly, which I don't buy for a moment, the payment covered one half or less of the production cost of the music video. And in fact, Black's family could have paid nothing in exchange for giving up all the rights to the song. If you believe that, you're crazy. You can do a free video with $8,000 of production costs just by giving up the rights to a song like Friday. Yesterday was Thursday. Tomorrow is Saturday. Rebecca said, I felt it was my personality in that song. And of course, Arc Music extensively used Auto-Tune, which is that music program that makes no matter how bad you sound, less bad. Is that possible? Are there some people that are so bad even Auto-Tune doesn't work? You know, that's sort of, how would you describe that, Todd? You're our engineer. Sort of processed sound, is that it? That everybody sounds like, yeah, Britney Spears uses that, everybody uses that.
Basically, yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah. Now, Black's mom, Kelly, initially even had some doubts over the quality of the lyrics. Today is Friday, yesterday is Thursday. I'm so excited about Friday, tomorrow is Saturday, and don't forget Sundays after Saturday. And she says, I sang it as they wrote it, Mom. The co-writer, Patrice Wilson, and I can't believe this is her real name, because if I had written this, I would use a pseudonym in a heartbeat, said, I wrote the lyrics on a Thursday night going into a Friday. This is a genius. I was writing different songs all night and was like, wow, I've been up a long time and it's Friday. And I was like, wow, it's Friday. Now, how can you think of that if you are not high on some hallucinogenic? And the depth of that statement comes up. So the video is shot in January of 2011 at Black's father's house with friends and family as extras. Required multiple takes over 12 hours. And Arc Music, according to Black's parents, said, and I'm sure is true, caution the parents, even though you're putting out this money, don't expect her, Rebecca, to become famous. They were wrong, by the way. She became very famous. Maybe not for the reasons they wanted. Because all of us want to do a music video. I don't, but a lot of them do. So Black hoped that her friends and family would enjoy watching the video on YouTube and maybe help her to begin a singing career. a professional singing career. So, initially, the video was posted February of this year, February 10th. Received about 4,000 views. She was happy with that. And then comedian Michael Nelson and his Twitter account and Tosh.0. I don't know if you know who Tosh.
Tosh.0.
Not .0. Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Tosh is crazy. I have, because my kids. But I don't, dot, you know, point, whatever the hell it is. You know, .com. What do I know the difference? But Daniel Tosh, Dan Tosh, is hilarious.
Daniel.
Yeah, he's very, very funny. And he had a blog posted entitled Songwriting Isn't for Everyone. And he did that on March 11th, and that turned the video into a viral hit. It was released as a single on March 14th by Arc Music as Black's debut single. You have to see this video, by the way. And, of course, we have it, a link to it on the website. What a clever way to move people to our website as opposed to you Google her name. Rebecca White. So you have to go to our website, KFIAM640.com. And the reason it's become such a viral hit is because it's so bad. It is so bad.
It's better than Kim Kardashian's
song. Oh, God. Oh, it is so bad. And there have been a spate of parodies. I mean, a zillion parodies, which I think are even funnier. So when we come back, we're not going to play Tosh.0's version. Or is it .0?
Yeah, you're right.
I thought it was Dosh.0.
He was a different software version.
It's more like Morse code.
6.0.
You know, Dosh.
No.
Tosh.
What?
Never mind. When we come back, Hoffman, you have one of the parody songs, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play a parody of Rebecca Black's phenomenal hit, Friday. Yesterday was Thursday. Tomorrow is Saturday. And the day after that is Sunday. What a song. All right, we're going back to Rebecca Black, who now has broken the record for the most hated video in the history of the YouTubes. 110 million views, 210 change thousand likes, 2.2 million dislikes.
But does she actually make money on this?
Oh, God, no. Her parents paid money. No, you know what? No, she doesn't make a dime. Her parents just paid that.
Yes, she does.
What do you mean she makes money?
This is a sponsored video, and when you watch it, there are ads that come up. And YouTube will pay, I think it's $1 for every 1,000 views or something.
And she's got 110 million views?
She's making money, yes.
Yeah, she's made thousands and thousands.
And the album sales, at one point, it was within the top 20 of all songs on iTunes.
Now I am offended beyond words. I had no idea. How could she make money on this? Yeah, it just drives me crazy. Of course she wouldn't make money. Anything this bad cannot make money. Well, I'm wrong.
Listen to this show.
I'm just dead wrong. No, hell, yeah, that's true. And we make money, so I stand corrected. For those of you that just came in, the worst video, the most disliked video in the history of YouTube. Incidentally, the record prior to this was Justin Bieber with his, I think, 3 songs in a row were the most disliked ones. She blew right past that record. And, of course, the song, which has become obviously a huge hit, which is making money, which I'm still shaking my head at, is called Friday.
Fun, looking forward to the weekend. Thursday, what's Thursday? Today, yeah, it's Friday. We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
All right, that's this goes on for minutes and minutes. Friday today, yesterday was Thursday, tomorrow Saturday, followed by Sunday. So excited about Friday, and this is making money. I'm gonna blow my brains out. Now the parodies, of course, have gone crazy, completely crazy. Hoffman, you've got one of the parodies, and you were talking about this.
Yeah, this was Dylan's original recording of the song.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh. Gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl. Gotta have stevia. Seeing everything. Time is going, ticking on and on. Everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus.
Yeah, oh, by the way.
I see my friend.
Yeah, by the way, part of that song, which we didn't play, of course, is she describes what happens on Friday. She wakes up, she has cereal, she walks downstairs, she goes to the bus stop, her friends come by, everybody's screaming, Friday, Friday, today is Friday. We is so excited, it is Friday, tomorrow Saturday, followed by Sunday, yesterday was Thursday. I'm still shaking my head at the amount of money she's making, that she's making anything. How much money do you think she's making, Hoffman?
Several tens of thousands, probably.
Yeah, I've heard as much as 100.
No.
Was interviewed with...
I'm gonna kill myself.
When she was interviewed on Leno, she said that she was giving the money away.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe she is. I have no idea.
To her school in Japan Relief.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
It's my new favorite.
Some people have said that she made $1 million, but I don't
that's
know
impossible. That's impossible.
Yeah.
All right. I like her now. All right. You know what? I want to buy the album. Can you order it up, Michelle? Is there a record out there that I can actually pay and help the people in Japan?
The album.
Yeah, whatever. What does she make? Just a single?
Yes.
Yeah, you can order it on iTunes for, what, 99 cents or whatever?
Yeah.
You know what? Forbes magazine reported that she has made as much as $1 million.
Oh, how do you do that?
I'm just telling you what they say. And the more people watch it, the more... she makes.
All right, don't go to the website unless she's really giving it to Japan Relief. If that is true, and of course, is there any way to really check that out? I have no idea. But this was a $4,000 investment, which I don't believe. This was probably an $8,000 investment. You know what? What are the chances? I mean, you talk about lightning in a bottle. Coming up with the worst video in the history of YouTube, the most disliked video in the history of YouTube, actually blowing past Justin Bieber as the worst, most hated video. And look how far you have to go to do that. All right.
Well, he's made a few bucks.
Yeah. Oh, you.
He seems to have overcome this distinction.
That's true. That's, we should sing something. We should do something on the YouTubes. Drives me crazy.